Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Johnny Woodard Presents Broken Simulation with Johnny Woodard and his trusty weirdo he found outside of Home Depot, Sam Tripoli. We're another episode of Broken Sim in here to give you the good stuff. You know, Johnny, where are we ranked?
We moved up to 89 in Spain.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, sequentos años, felicidad. That was for you, our Spanish-speaking people.
I'm gonna wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm gonna wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm gonna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That was for you, our Spanish friends.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
How are we in Thailand? We still up there in Vietnam?
Vietnam, yes, yes. I don't know, Thailand, I don't think
who's
we've ever been.
Who's the number one comedy podcast in Vietnam? I want to know who's trying to run this shit. If you had to guess, what would you say? Tom Segura? You think it's your mom's house?
Probably Rogan.
Rogan's probably out there, your mom's house.
Oh, no, it's not. I can tell you what they are.
Who is it?
Take a look.
Tiger Lily?
I can't even pronounce it,
brother. Tiger Belly?
Can't even pronounce it, brother.
Oh, my God. He's up there.
Let's see if we can get the translation on this.
That guy's dominating, bro.
He's crushing. Yeah, I wonder if he can.
What's Joe Rogan in Vietnam?
I bet he can't even walk the street in Vietnam.
Yeah, he's just shredded, taking ivermectin, not giving a shit.
Yeah, Vietnamese.
Yells about Eddie Bravo loving fucking flat
Earth. Look what the show's called. Love Talk. I wonder if it's I bet it's a sex show. I bet that's what it is. Like, you know, like he's
what
Dr.
do you
Drew.
Think he takes calls and half of them are lady boys?
He's Dr. Drew.
And what else
kinda,
we got?
Looks like Eddie Bravo.
Number two, but then the BBC's coming in with a hammer of the gods.
Comedy of the week.
Keep going down. Who else is there?
The rude retelling.
Oh, look at that. Obama's got something going on.
Where do you see that?
Look at that. Yeah, that one. Look, it's Obama laughing in the picture.
Oh, let's see what that translates to.
I wonder if that translates to Michelle Obama's got a big black dick.
They're hip. Laugh up, waves, funny stories.
Oh, that's so crazy, dude.
They're just a couple years behind.
Go down. Who else is there? Psycho Babble. What are these guys, dude? How come they're crushing it?
Look, Conan O'Brien randomly at 13. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Nice, like
so. Where we do? What'd you have us at? Wolf and Owl.
Know, we were like 100 something.
That's not what I thought. That was adjacent. We're 100. So these guys are crushing us.
Look, I mean, I've never heard even the Daily Show. Trevor Noah, 30.
Yeah. Does anyone believe any of that?
No.
Do you believe any? What happened to Anna Faris's show? Right, it used to be so high up. Now is it?
Did it?
Yeah, dude. All I know is we need to get higher.
Yeah, we're
dude, if you want us to tour in your town in Vietnam, man, you better start spreading the word, Vietnam. Get the word out. You know what would be really cool? Is we just sent stickers to our biggest fans, and they just went all over Vietnam with Broken Sims stickers. Like if you're going to like some fucking, whorehouse, and there's just Broken Sims stickers everywhere. Speaking of hookers, once in a while I get bored and I'll like just sign up for an OnlyFans account.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I want support, man, you know? Support America.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because some of these what are you doing, Johnny?
Sure you do.
You're covering the moneymaker, bro.
You want to support, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You want to support your beating off, and you're not watching porn anymore.
I'm trying.
So you got to get on OnlyFans.
I'm trying to quit, dude.
And look at tatas.
Porn is really hard to go just cold turkey quit.
Oh, what are you?
It's kind of like alcoholism.
You're like titrating it. You're like lowering the dose.
100%, bro. It's got to be done scientific.
You always hear about those drug guys. They're like, bro, I'm just working my way down. You know, I'm going from like one packet of heroin to, you know, a half.
I get that, dude.
Started
with porn, it's like I want to go cold turkey and then I just have nothing to do. I just have nothing to do in my life. I quit drinking. I quit doing drugs. And listen to me. I'm going to tell you guys this.
Golf, man.
I really love that all you guys get in the comments. You're like, Sam, nice tweaker face. You tweak it, tweak, tweak. I want to do this. I will put this out to all you. I will put this out to all of you. If you want to come and make a bet, I will do a drug test anytime in front of you, anytime. You come on here. Well, I'll do a 3-1 bet. You put down $5,000. To win 15, and you could do anytime you want drug test on me, and I won't even do a piss test. I'll give you something crazier, a nail test, which is 6 months out.
They do fingernails?
Yeah, they'll test your fingernails.
I didn't even know that. That's yeah. Like the old hair test.
I didn't know
test,
that
right?
Too. To my friend who was in like custody battle, was like, yeah, they'll check your fingernails. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, that's a long time.
But daddy's clean as a whistle.
He's always made those weird faces.
I have, dude. That. Yeah. I have. Hey, man, maybe it's permanent from my tweak days. I don't know. I don't care. Yeah. This is who I am.
Could be.
You know, I love one guy's comment was like, could you scream more the whole episode? Oh, yeah, you did. Thank you. Yeah, that's why we're so big in Vietnam. They respect us, bro.
We get some reviews.
I'm a little jacked. You know why?
Why?
I like to take
the
this
drugs?
Stuff. No. What is this, Johnny? Shata?
Fuck if I know. I can't.
It's spelled S-H-I-L-A-G-J-I-T.
I have no idea.
Authentic Shilajati.
Shilajati.
I don't know, man. I call it Mother Nature's Skull Bandits, right?
What is it?
It's like ash. It's like some kind of ash, and what? It like cleanses you out. No, look it up.
We'll spell it again. Okay, go ahead.
S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T.
Oh, I found it. Okay,
find out what it is.
You're taking it and you don't know what it is?
I do know what it is, but I want you to find out.
Shilajit or Mumiho or Mumijo is a blackish brown powder or an exudate from high mountain rocks, often found in the Himalayas, other mountains, blah, 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 Russia, Peru, whatever. It is sometimes referred to as a mineral tar or resin. It is not actually either of those. It is a highly viscous substance like tar. Oh, fuck, this is the worst written thing. What the fuck does it do, though?
I don't know.
Some researchers hypothesize that it is produced by the decomposition or humification of latex. Whatever.
What? All I know is it's Mother Nature's Skull Bandit, man. I just take this. I put it in my lip. Man, then I get a rush, dude.
It doesn't say what it does, though. It doesn't say that it has any effect or anything.
It does. It makes me feel like $1 million. My nipples get rock hard.
Let's see
what. And I get coke dick, okay?
Have you noticed that you have to go to Reddit to find out anything now? I just have to type in, like, the word and Reddit, and then people will be like, oh, this is what it is. Okay, here it is. How does this work? Why does it make me feel good? Here we go.
I can't stop taking
this it. This guy says, I think it raises dopamine and it makes me horny. This guy says, I tried it a couple years ago. A friend gifted it to me. It seemed to cause me a little anxiety, but I did notice some positive effects. It completely rekindled my passion for health.
Yeah.
And made life a lot of change.
I don't even know, but it's Mother Nature's Skull Bandit.
This guy says, could be a placebo powder. I've seen speculation and anecdotes, but I don't think I've ever seen.
All I know, dude, is I'm fucking jacked, bro. I'm jacked, and I'm ready to rock.
Helps with brain fog.
I'm ready to go get my.
This guy says, is there a coupon code?
Well, I got a whole nother story, dude.
Go on.
But let me finish this story. So, like, you know, I'm quitting porn, but once in a while I like to dip my toes back in. And I'll subscribe to a young lady. Uh-huh. But some of them, they spam your inbox on OnlyFans.
Okay.
With just like aggressive sex. Like, so it's
what
like.
What do you mean? Like, for example.
She's like, hey, man, you want to watch me just wreck this pussy? And I'm like, okay. No. Oh, look at this, dude. You say, look at this black dick. I'm going to fuck it up. You want to watch? I'm like, hey, dude, chill out. It's just like 13 messages of that, dude. Hey, dude, watch me and my friend just go to town on this dick. And you're like, hey, man. I got kids.
Can you imagine if you're an alcoholic and the bars just came around to your house and were like, hey, bro, we're about to drink these 40s.
Yeah, dude.
But it's just 40s.
It's just like there's so many messages. Like, do you do anything else with your life?
Oh, it's no. Like, they're in business now. Those are business
those
women,
are
dude.
Businesses.
Those
and
are
I'm
CEOs,
okay yeah. with it. But it's like, dude, you don't got to get that aggressive.
Maybe they
do.
Oh,
you want to see me just fuck this black dick up? I'm like, it's 2021, dude.
Well, dude,
we don't have to talk like that.
Even back when I was still in the dating apps, you would see a lot of women were using the dating apps to promote side hustles like that, prostitutes.
Well, that came when they got rid of Craigslist. When Craigslist got rid of all sex,
that's a good point.
They were all like, "Hey, man, we're either gonna do it here or we're gonna do it." On your dating apps.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So. We haven't done a good review of something in a while. What's some other reviews we could do?
We got reviews of our podcast. If you want a few of those, we got
let's
some
hear
good
some
ones.
Reviews.
Reviews!
All right, this is from Jim4678854445.
Yeah.
Headline is Increased Girth. Hands down, this is the best show if you want to learn Vietnamese. Plus, you'll gain 3 inches of girth on your wood.
Dude, I would love to get... dude, I think I would go from just regular size to too much. I think 9 inches is too much. Like,
well, that's on girth, though. He's talking about maybe 3 inches wider.
Would you want... would you take the size of your dick right now, but just more girth?
I don't think so. That would be too weird.
Would you rather it be longer or thicker?
Yeah, hell yeah, longer. Yeah,
I wonder what women would want.
Well, I think 3 inches wider, that'd be too much.
That would be too, maybe. I mean, some girls have wide sets.
Yeah, but not that wide.
And we don't talk about that enough in our discussion of little dicks and big dicks.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's some big dicks out there, but there's some wide set vaginas out there, too.
That's true.
And you know what? It's about finding the one that works for you.
Broken Sim, episode 36, says Justin Mack. Finally unbroken and back on track, our host Johnny is back in action after taking down the COVID commander quicker than his intern Sam can get a handy from one of his lady
Johnny,
boys.
The other day, a guy called New World Order Lives Matter, that was his name, on the when I did my Rockfin AMA.
Yeah.
He says that we got paid for you to say you got the Delta. So he's like, we got paid to shill the Delta virus.
Why would I come out and say the Delta variant gave me like the sniffles?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, it put me in the hospital, man.
Because he's like, you validate it.
No, I mean, dude, why would I lie about that?
I just, it's so funny how everything is a sellout.
I know, yeah. You can't even tell your own life experience.
You can't even tell your own life experience without somebody thinking you're a giant
it
sellout.
It was weird, though. It was an unusual experience, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't scary. My dad got it, and I don't know if he got the Delta variant. I don't think he did, actually, because he lost his taste and smell, and it was scary for him. It's different for everybody.
It's different for everybody.
Not many people die.
Yeah, right. So anyway, so the point is that people think we're shilling.
No, we're not. This is from Fat Man Cock 420.
Thank you, Fat Man Cock.
Sam's P tape is the headline. Sam, please auction off your P tape.
Did I say I had a P tape?
I guess.
This guy's bringing up P tapes. When did I say I got peed on?
I don't ever remember.
I like getting peed on.
He did get peed on by a Miley Cyrus lookalike.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your butt clean enough to sit on the couch naked? No? Then get a Tushy, the modern bidet that attaches directly to your toilet in under 10 minutes. Before I got my Tushy, I could not sit on the couch naked. It would have been a disaster. Now that I've got my Tushy, I'm wiping my ass on everything in the house, my desk, the couch, the chairs, even, yes, the kitchen countertops. Don't tell my girlfriend. Tushy is the modern bidet for people who poop. Just poop, wash, and pat dry. Simple as that. Wash your bum with a cool jet of water that's better than cleaning with toilet paper. It's going to be less irritating. It's going to soothe your beehole. It's easy to install. It attaches in under 10 minutes. Like I said, no electricity or plumbing required. Using a Tushy bidet reduces your toilet paper use by 80%. Even saving you money. It's also eco-friendly and stylish. Tushy has a full product line to help make the restroom the best room. Start washing with a Tushy bidet for a better clean. Go to hellotushy.com/broken to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners at hellotushy.com/broken for 10% off. After you buy and install your tushy, show it off. Tag us at hellotushy on Instagram.
This is from St. Michael Malice. Since 2017 is the headline. I've been aware of Sam Tripoli since 2017. He has slowly become my, quote, most listened to voice.
Am I the voice of a new generation?
This one is very long. Over the past year, starting with TFH, with Ryan, Respect, and into his Broken Simulation. Sadly, there is no person out of the nearly 8 billion on Earth that I can relate to more than Tripoli. His brutal honesty about past mistakes, sobriety, persistence. I'm aware that could be difficult word to pronounce for some people. Okay, later in life, success. I just turned 45. Attraction to big teeth. Fat Mike, no FX lyrics. Waking up years after years of feeding the machine. Losing friends over questionable beliefs. And many other topics is why, although this guy has weird punctuation. This is why I'm having trouble reading this. Is why, although I've been aware of his podcast Zero, I have not listened to a moment of it. I'm waiting for the right time in my life to give my full attention to Zero. Okay, so Woodard, you put that Weezer song in the end credits of the last episode. Nice. Are you aware of Ode to LRC by Band of Horses? Yes, I know Band of Horses. The world is such a wonderful place. Tell Bravo and XG we said hola, amigos. Duncan Trussell is a living god walking amongst other gods. 5 stars, dog. We said if they gave us 5 stars, we'd read the fucking thing.
And so we did it, dude. And that guy was great. He just went on tangents.
He got his money's worth.
That was so great, dude.
Dude got his money's worth.
That was so great.
This is from Zarko1SJ. The podcast the world needs. Y'all, I'm walking around on the night shift laughing like
the
Joker.
Night shift!
Listening to these two hooligans. Whether Jay Nice is letting his assistant Sammy T tell of the atrocities of Hollywood Boulevard, Johnny's impeccable pronunciation of who is, or their over-the-top telephone skits agreed with guaranteed to make you giggle. Laughter is the best medicine for the sicko world. Also, number one ladyboy show. Long live
Johnny, did we peak with atrocities?
Yeah, that was
did we peak
that
with
was
that?
Probably the best. That was the best.
Guys, if you find videos like that, send it to us. I just would hate to think we peaked on atrocities.
That was fun, you know. We had a good time.
It was
that.
Fun. That was we fun. Never made a shirt. We missed out on it.
Atrocities?
Atrocities!
It's just hard to take.
You should just say atrocities.
Just atrocities? Yeah. Okay, we can. Yeah, all right. This is from Sizzle, a.k.a. Cash Mommy.
Oh, she's the best. She's head of urban development.
She said that right here.
Yeah. Part of the Swarm.
For the Swarm, yeah.
Because her husband's black.
Broken Sam is very entertaining, although half of the show is Sam yelling at Johnny, Sam having to pee, or Sam yelling that he's got to go. Sam, Johnny deserves a little more respect. Anyway, I can't wait to tell my child that they were conceived to Broken Sam.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Specifically the extended version on Rockfin. I think that's what she is saying.
Yeah, I would love if her husband went to Pound Town during Atrocity.
I'm not sure what that says about our show that they're boning.
I'll tell you what that says about our show, that we're the slow jams, dog. We're the Barry White of fucking podcasting.
If you want to start getting it in, you want to
start getting that going? Guys, if you do a doggy, ring that doorbell.
This is
Johnny, do you ring the doorbell? Johnny, do you ring
the
doorbell?
We're not going there
oh my God, you don't. You got to ring the doorbell. Girls appreciate that.
Yeah, they appreciate when you don't call it ring the doorbell. This is from T. Davis. 365 out of 365 recommend. Johnny Woodwork and Sam Tripoli are all over the spectrum at their best. Whether it's being unmedicated or undiagnosed, Sam really brings something unique. And this, look at him with his stupid headphones on his head. In this lighthearted TFH light show that his manservant, possibly trafficked co-host producer Jay Woody, makes into his wonderful podcast, multiple shows, somehow despite the odds stacked against him. I agree, the odds are stacked against me. Sam's a lovable retard. Abraxas, bless him and his handler, Johnny Woodwork. I get accused of being your
against
handler.
Against all odds, dude. Against all odds.
This is from Butthead.
Johnny, what do they think you do to handle me?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Like, what's that
like, what are you not talking about
what
that you could
do? What do I want to do that you talk me out of?
Because I... I can't find it.
What do you do?
You said retard to a guy today, and you were pretty sure you offended him. It was hilarious, and I was looking at you like, oh, you just said it.
Did he go to you?
Johnny Golfer, nice to hear you playing golf. Play Tebow and talk about it. We did play this weekend, and we will talk about it on this week on Punch Drunk. This is from Bethy Beth Beth. Atrocities. Never laughed so hard at a podcast. Glad I found this one.
We peaked during Atrocities, dude.
She said she came to this podcast when her old favorite podcast went woke. So
what is welcome, that? Welcome, she aboard. Doesn't say what
she
it is.
She doesn't say, no.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
We will never go woke, bro.
I could hazard a guess. Yeah, we ain't getting woke. We're asleep.
We're asleep. We're sleeping through it.
We're knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. You can come rob the house. We're sleeping.
Yeah. It's
we're
great.
We're never going to wake up.
This is from Sean5.0. It's great, but somehow Sam always has a say on when the show is over. Oh, here we go. I mean, he is half of the show, so when he wants
and
to go.
Dude, I mean, like, doesn't that kind of kill the whole fucking handler thing? When I'm like, I'm
that's a good point.
Wouldn't my handler be like, doing some weird, like.
I'd be like, no, here's what would happen. You would be, hand me the frame. The frame of your
yeah.
I'll be like. You'd be like, okay, we'll do a little skit here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do this. Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, Johnny, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
You want
to
go, huh?
Yeah, I want to go. What? Oh, okay, I'll stay. Okay.
So we're just going to stay? We're going to keep going to the podcast?
Yeah, we're
going
to keep doing the podcast.
Okay, cool.
What, were you just threatening my children?
So if you're listening, see, I just held up a picture of Sam's children.
They're so cute.
To threaten him. They are so cute.
They're such little babies right there.
Yeah, so... He's always got something else to do. Listen, Sam Tripoli, this is Johnny's show, and it's over when he says it's over. So sit tight.
They're
and
very
thank
serious.
The universe for the opportunity to be with Johnny.
They're
who,
very
despite
serious.
Despite you brought this show to number one in Vietnam. We weren't number one.
What's the highest we got, Johnny?
I think it was like 30, 20, something like that.
I mean, we're 29. Up against Love Talk. I mean, what do we gotta do?
This guy says,
should we take Love Talk calls? Like, hey, dude.
Yeah, we could do.
Are you
looking
for love?
Yeah, we're going to start doing. Okay, I wanted to announce it on this show. We're going to start doing voicemail. I will give you a Google
Johnny,
voice
but you
got to
play the You Got Mail every time we do another one.
You don't got mail.
You got mail.
We're going to have a
but
phone
here's
number.
It is because we really want to take out Love Talk. You're going to do You Got Mail, but in Vietnamese.
Oh, God.
Shin Phu Chien Phe.
What if that's what it is? What if you just guessed it? You ever hear about those people got head injuries and then they can suddenly speak other languages?
No, dude. You ever hear about the guy that got a head injury and suddenly couldn't stop wanting to bang dudes?
Oh, I thought that guy took like some medicine or something.
No. He banged his head. He woke up. He's like, I love guys.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
I have a feeling anything would bad happen. That guy was suddenly going to start loving dudes. Like, he stubbed his toe and he's like, oh, my toe. Oh, God.
He's just waiting for an excuse. Yeah. He's like, the next thing that happens, I'm going to blame it on that. This guy says that host Johnny and his sidekick Sam are wonderful. The banter is enjoyable. Johnny's subtle way of making Sam seem like he is in charge is amazing. All kidding aside, I listen to all of Sam's podcasts. Thank you both for making my work week fly by. That's from Heretic. Thank you, Heretic.
Thank you, Heretic. I love you very much. It means a lot to me. I put out volume, man. We're putting out volume. I would like to think the quality is top shelf. I understand that some of my premium content, there might be some complaints about the backdrop. I get that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's in my kitchen.
Oh, is there complaints
with
about
dog
that?
Leashes behind? No. Yeah. No, nobody really does, but people I work with are like, hey, dude, maybe you should like do a better presentation. And I'm like, yeah, or I could just keep rocking.
Who said that?
Like you, Robin, everyone.
Oh, did she say that? Really?
I get that, though. I do get it.
It would be so easy, though, dude. All you got to do is just go to that cool wall over there and put a light on it behind you and put a light on it.
I'm going to do it. That is my goal.
Is all you
so
need.
In December, I'm going to start working on like a better presentation.
It's so easy.
When things slow down.
But your place is so cool up there, man. I'm telling you, you just throw a couple of lights in there and you can make it look dope.
All right, we'll
it's
work
just you got to have some space. It's like
we'll
a sense of space.
It. We'll work on it.
We got a few others here, but I think we'll get to those.
Yeah,
later.
We can do another time, dude. Yeah. I mean, we're cranking it out.
Thank
here,
you
bro.
For your 5-star reviews.
Thank you for your 5-star reviews. We promise to get back and do more of them every week. The more you put up, I really would love to see this show in the top 200.
Yeah, we've been there before.
I know, but I want to.
And we were in the top 200 like last week.
Well, you gotta take a picture of that. So I got something.
Well,
to jerk
I didn't
off
get
to.
The notice until after. They didn't send it to me until after. They were like, "You just fell out of the top 200."
If anyone ever sees us in the top 200, please take a picture and flood Johnny's box.
We have
box.
A 4.9 out of 5 rating.
That's pretty good,
yeah,
dude.
We're trying to get to 1,000 ratings, so we're close. We're really close.
What are we up to?
We have 876.
Come on, man. 100 people. Go out there. Drop the hammer of the gods on that shit.
That's really good, too. A lot of more popular podcasts than ours don't have that many ratings, so thanks for that, guys.
Johnny, you went and saw the new Sopranos?
Yeah, I saw Many Saints in Newark tonight.
Is Joey Diaz possibly in the talk for an Oscar?
I would say, unless they have some new category for people who aren't in the movie that much. No, he's not in the Oscar.
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of the whole joke that happened with Sylvester Stallone when he for the new Rocky movie, right? You remember when it was Michael B. Jordan? And he had a role, but it wasn't even that big.
Yeah.
But he still got an Oscar nomination for it.
He was good in it, though.
Oh, by the way, he does a podcast with his daughters. Have you ever
Stallone
seen his daughters? Yeah, look up Stallone's daughters.
I've seen his daughters.
They
I've seen
do a podcast.
But I didn't know they did a podcast.
Look how hot those chicks are.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, it's not. I mean, Stallone's been top shelf since the start, dog.
No, I mean, but it's weird that a guy that has such a masculine face, that his daughters can kind of look like him but still be hot. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? It's very weird is that, like, people won't realize that Stallone. Look at that, dude. Look at that, dude. I mean, they're absolutely. Dude.
Way hotter than the Kardashians.
Like, if one of them, let's say it wasn't even them, but, like, someone who looks like that follows you on Instagram, you get super excited, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You get super excited. So, it's like, they don't even, like, hot chicks like that, even though they are celebrities, there's chicks out there that look like that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, I bet they would be a huge pain in the ass.
Does that get you really excited when you see a chick, like, that hot that has, like, 400 followers on Instagram? There's just something unicorn about that, right? You're like, hold on, you have possibly the world, and you've only had 400 people like you.
Well, yeah, and that's the other. It can go the other way too. You can see some just chick at a gas station pumping gas, and she can have half a million followers on Instagram just from being hot.
Yeah, well, dude, I say that if you're a regular person that isn't a complete and utter smoke show, if you want to feel what it's like to be a hot chick on social media, join TikTok. Like, dude, everyone's like, oh my God, my video got 5 million views. You're like, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Right. If you're getting 5 million views at something, you should be selling stuff out on the road. You should be going like, hey, dude, Sam Tripoli from TikTok. I'm playing the Staples Center this week. Do you want to join me? You should be here. Boom, selling out.
If you don't know what Sam's talking about, there are a number of comedians who claim millions of views on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. They're TikTok famous, it's called.
Yeah.
It's literally called, this is what it's like to be a hot chick.
Most of them.
I always said that hot chick followers on social media are like pesos. Like, it takes 1,000 of them to equal one real fan.
Well. That, and you're exactly right.
Right?
Hey, Broken Sim listeners, are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Do you have interest rates in the double digits? Be smart and pay those credit card balances off with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates start at just 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Plus, that rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan from $5,000 to as much as $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that with good credit, you deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for our listeners, apply now and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/brokensim. Again, that's lightstream.com/brokensim. LightStream.com/brokensim. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/brokensim for more information.
Yeah, she's fucking smoke show. What are the podcasts you listen to, Johnny?
I don't listen to as many as I used to just because I'm working on them so much and talking and shit. But I like to listen to Bill Simmons, even though he's wrong on this vaccine thing. He was funny. He said that if Stern was still in charge, Stern would have said, you don't get paid if you don't get the vaccine. That was his guess. And he's probably right. Stern probably would have done that, honestly.
So he's saying Stern isn't running his show.
Well, I mean, Stern's not. The commission, it's Silver now. He's talking about if Stern was still in charge.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, you mean in the NBA?
Yeah, he would have taken even a heavier hand, like, and would have been like.
I mean, I think these NBA players are so eloquent in how they're expressing their concern.
Isaac was great.
I mean, he's crushing it, and he's always. Can you look him up, man? He's a good looking dude. As a straight guy, you ever see a guy you're like, okay, that's a good looking dude.
Probably like Brad Pitt, I guess. I don't know.
But he's black. He's like a good-looking guy, man. And he's like a super Christian.
What is? Look at that. Now, I'm not logged in, and I just went to YouTube, and look at the random shit it's throwing at me here. This is not logged in, and it's just throwing me like random shit. Look at this. What is this even? Like, look at this chick right here. What is this?
What is she doing?
I don't know. What are they trying to do to me? I feel like they're trying to get me in trouble.
What is that thing on her hand? Just look up. You don't.
No, those are that's a blister right there. That's
No, that's a boil.
Okay. It looks like a blister.
I know somebody who got a boil recently and had a bunch of little ones of those.
That's disgusting. Anyway, and this is like people get these injected into them.
Yeah, and what is this? Try not to get uncomfortable, and then they just show her. Like, oh God, I'm slightly cross-eyed. Does that turn you on or what?
That's gross.
So go look it up. Just look up pictures of them.
Boils?
Guys, once you reach
the I thought we were looking at Isaac.
Yeah,
look him up. I was going to get him talking about the thing.
No, let's not get that because that starts to enter into this new realm that...
It's news, though. It's media day. I mean, it's NBA media day. What are they going to say? Every
exam. I mean, dude, they're like, hey, dude, you put anything out that's misinformation, which is so great. I mean, misinformation is now just...
It's literally the news. Though. Look at it.
He does not want to get the COVID shot, and he stands by his decision.
I thank God. I'm grateful
that I live
in a society where vaccines are possible, and we can protect ourselves and have the means to protect ourselves in the first place. But with that being said, it is my belief that the vaccine status of every person should be their own choice.
Isaac is responding to a Rolling Stone.
He's already had the virus, first of all.
He's
got the antibodies.
That's a misrepresentation.
I didn't come to my current vaccination status by studying Black history or watching Donald Trump press conferences. I have nothing but the utmost respect for every healthcare worker and person in Orlando.
Isaac isn't vaccinated.
He's playing all the right notes.
But he had COVID and believes he has the antibodies to fight off another.
Believes he has the antibodies. I mean,
the craziness of it all.
Fuck her.
In terms of not being able to say that it should be everybody's fair choice without being demeaned or talked crazy.
There couldn't be a better face for this in the NBA. Look at Cole Anthony.
They are encouraging it by setting certain protocols. Unvaccinated players won't be able to eat, fly, or ride buses with their
vaccinated teammates. It's so funny you could tell oldest footage just because there was Aaron Gordon. He's not on the team anymore.
Isaac's decision.
There's another character.
My family's vaccinated. But, you know, I would encourage people to do their research and to do what they think is best for them and others.
The NBA says 90% of the
league. Yeah, these guys.
It's just so interesting, man. It's just interesting.
Good for him, though.
Good for him. Good for Bradley Beal. Good, I mean, like.
Good for Kyrie.
Kyrie's going to be an interesting guy because there are things about him that he's doing that you're like, this guy truly is an independent guy. He's like really independent in what I believe is one of the most corporate gigs you could do, which is the NBA. You think the NBA is just like ball, dog, ball. You got ball. Best ballers get it. I don't think so, man.
And he got brought to that team, you know, and I wonder now if they're like...
Well, is Kevin Durant going, do I want this guy?
Dude, what are you doing to me?
Here's the funniest thing. Let's say Kyrie doesn't play. You have him and James Harden on the same team. Like, that's murder.
Yeah, that should be enough. I mean, golly.
You know, it's like crazy, dude. It's so funny. Did you hear about
Letterman?
No. I think that's funny too. But you know, going back to this, it's like, you know, it's like the NBA sold us that like this is a players' league, player empowerment, and now what you're seeing is like this movement to be like, oh no, you are independent. You are allowed to just do what you want to do.
No, they're run by a players' association that
which
makes
is
all
like,
the decisions.
How can you flip the? How can you like the NBA is going to be like, hey, dude, if you can't play, this is a very interesting thing, right? So the NBA is saying if you test positive for the virus, you can't play for a week if you're unvaccinated. But if you're vaccinated, it's a whole different set of rules, which is like, what are we talking about here? First of all, you're right there admitting that you can get it if you're vaccinated. Then why if I have it when I'm vaccinated and I have it when I'm not vaccinated, why is that different?
I mean, I can tell you what they'd say. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
They'd say that you're less likely to transmit it if you're vaccinated.
Is that true?
Yeah, but that's what they'd say.
So we're living in crazy times, dude.
Now, I think I get the player empowerment thing a little more than I did before seeing this, and as an example, a real example of them going against, because usually that player empowerment thing is used to push somebody an agenda that's not really the players, you know what I mean?
Right.
But this is the first maybe example of it being something else, and it's really starting to piss off, you know, the corporate who just want the advertising dollars to keep rolling in. So good for
them. It's interesting, dude. Can you look up the New York governor speech about vaccines and God? Listen to this, dude. Listen to this. It's crazy.
We prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say.
This tells you, dude, how stupid they think that most
but
Christians are.
But just to know this, this is the same almost speech that Kamala Harris tried to do. And by the way, where is she? Dude, this is all, like, dude.
You get what they're trying to do, though. They're trying to do that thing that the Republicans did in the 80s and 90s, except the Republicans knew what they were doing and didn't pander and weren't trying to play to the lowest common denominator. They were trying to meet people at issues they cared about. This is just trying to manipulate people and thinking people are really stupid.
Using
the God word like a
play
weapon.
Play the rest of this, because I have
it's
a whole
so
point
unreal.
About this.
It's so unreal.
We owe this to each other. We love each
it's
other.
Me so angry.
Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love, but to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to
how
listen to
this woman
like
win
stop.
How
we can. How do you think she's doing in the room?
How did she win? Oh, she can't be doing well.
She's not. You can hear it.
Yeah.
It's not.
You can hear
it's
a
like,
pin drop. Yeah. It's quiet.
She's not doing well because she's like, there's parts there where she expects like claps.
You can tell. Yeah.
She's bombing up there. And the narrative isn't working. Now, here's the funny thing.
How did she win?
It's like,
election?
Dude, I'm a spiritual guy. You're a spiritual dude. Are you more a religious guy, Johnny? You're
not
Southern?
Religious. No.
Are you atheist?
No.
But you're spiritual.
No, I would say probably Christian, actually.
But we all agree that the Democrats have had a real movement in almost trying to get God out of everything.
Oh, yeah. It's been their whole motive. Yeah. And that's why this is just pure manipulation.
Pure manipulation. And here's where I could tell you that this is ringing hollow, that she doesn't give a shit about God. Because she, in another speech, she says there's no religious exemptions.
Yeah, of course.
That's
so funny.
Right?
Yeah.
She literally says, just because you're religious doesn't mean you can't get the... But you just said God. You just said the power of God. I've got my life. God, my religion says I don't, I'm not going to put this stuff in me. It's just ridiculous. So Johnny, the new thing is this.
She can go fuck herself. That's so
pandering.
It's worse than that.
But Johnny, do you understand? That. Like, you know, and we've been talking a lot about it on Tinfoil Hat, and I know it's a different podcast, but everyone's talking about how this is an age of enlightenment. This is falling flat. This is obvious pandering. We see this now. Now, the biggest reason you know that she's full of shit is she's about to fire a bunch of healthcare workers, 100,000, and instantly replace them with the National Guard. She's not going to see how things work out. She's literally going to do this, Johnny. She's literally going to do this.
Shell game.
Shell game.
Yeah.
She's not even waiting to see if the healthcare that they keep can handle it. She already has them coming in, which is what they were talking about in the elections in Canada. It's unbelievable.
I think there's probably a special place in hell or whatever it is for people, though, who use God to manipulate other
they
people.
They all do, dude. I mean, even religious people do it. It's just like they all do.
But that's especially bad.
Like, that's why it's got 2 million views, because everyone's like, dude, you sound awful.
Nobody's buying that, though. I mean, it might be even she's, like, punning the game, or, you know what I mean? Like, it can't, I mean, I don't. No, how did she win an election, this person?
But she didn't. Remember, because they kicked out.
Oh, and she won in the.
Yeah. Can we?
Wait, but I thought she had to win. She still had to win, though, right?
No.
Or she's just the lieutenant governor.
He stepped down. She stepped in. Okay. But I mean, you're like, did she win the election?
Oh, no way. She had to win an election as a lieutenant governor, though, right?
Yeah, but dude, when was the last time you remember a lieutenant governor campaign?
Oh God, yeah, I don't.
Right?
I mean, yeah. It's you have to be in a small
state. I mean, Johnny, let's face it, man. You know, I know you've. How long you been on Tinfoil Hat now? 3 years?
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
So, you know, we start to see stuff that we didn't see before, right? We start to see it. And one thing that we see.
She made me miss Cuomo.
Is that I used to walk up and just hit D's. I'd be like, oh, I want the D guy. I want the D guy.
I
want
the D guy. D's, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to hit the D's hard, bro. Come on, man. Watch me hit these D's and wreck them. I was an aggressive OnlyFans when I voted. You want to see me wreck it? I like this black D. I like this white D. Watch me hit all the D's.
Do you want to see an Armenian take 5 D's?
That auto clip's going to haunt my
5 D's and 1 A.
So she just got voted in because New York is a heavy Democrat place, right?
Yeah, they're blind. Yeah,
I mean, same thing in California, dude. Yeah,
same.
I mean, it's just ultimately ridiculous. But it's like always the devil, you know. So I think we should try to get rid of her and say that she is sexually assaulting my common sense. She's sexually harassing my common sense.
No means no.
Yeah, no means no.
No means no. That yeah, dude. I mean, that I can't tell you how much that pissed me off.
It's
just insulting to people that, like, the people that I grew up with, my grandparents and those kinds of people who are, you know, religious in the very old-fashioned sense. And it's clear she's just trying to manipulate those people.
This episode is sponsored by Skillshare, the online learning community. They are offering our listeners a free trial of their premium membership. Learn, express, and discover what you can make with online classes from Skillshare. There are so many fascinating classes on Skillshare on topics including illustration, design, photography, animation, productivity, and more. I recently took MKBHD's class for YouTube creators, and I recommend that to anyone interested in sharing their content on YouTube. Whether you're a dabbler or a pro, a hobbyist or a master, you're creative. That's why Skillshare has classes for every skill level. With short lessons, hands-on projects, and classes designed for real life, you can tap into the creativity we all have inside. Skillshare helps you move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold. You'll create real projects and get the support of fellow creatives so you can accomplish real growth. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/BrokenSim, where our listeners get a 1 month free trial of their premium membership. That's actually an improvement on their earlier offer. It used to be 2 weeks. Now it's a full month of premium membership at Skillshare.com/BrokenSim.
Johnny, will you go to
That was a good card. I thought that was a good card.
And I thought it was a great card. Samsung commercial. Have you seen the Samsung commercial?
With the trans?
The black gay guy with
I just saw that on Reddit, like, and I debated putting it in the show.
Yeah. I mean, can you find it?
I might still have it up, actually. Hold on, let me see.
Cause I go to myself.
I still have it up. Hold on. I still have it up.
I go.
It's the Flip commercial, right? For the Galaxy Flip.
Yeah,
Flip
and I go phone. To myself. I go.
This.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw this, and I thought Sam would lose it if he saw this, but then I decided not to show it to you.
Yeah, show it. Well, okay. It's just like, again.
I'm worried
just,
about the music is what it was. But
yeah, don't play the music. Just show it. I'll talk over it. Because, I mean, we're watching this, and you're like, okay, yeah, here it is. Like, look at this. Like. As I said before, we are in
the only time you can't get a fucking ad to play is when you want it to play.
But look, just even this, like what are we doing here? What
I
are
don't
we?
Know. It's like, a man dressed as a woman in like BDSM gear,
yeah,
leather,
and like
promoting a phone.
What I would love for you to do is if this ad got you to buy a phone, and why did it get you to buy a phone? What about that got you to buy a phone, right? What about it? Like, why does this, when they put this ad together, pitch me on it. Okay.
Well, and I just want to read what it says on the post for the advertisement. Multifaceted, unapologetically fashionable, and way ahead of the curve. Todrick Hall, what the fuck kind of name is that?
Is that his name?
He sounds like somebody from fucking Game of Thrones, Todrick Hall. and Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G, his name is better than the Galaxy Z Flip 5 3 in it, are kindred spirits. Can you relate?
By the way, Galaxy Z Flip 3 sounds like one of the many genders.
Yeah, it really does. And
that sounds like his gender.
And they wonder why iPhone is kicking them in their fucking non-gender specific genital region. it's because of the name.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Dude, what's your gender? I'm a Flip 3, 5G.
Unfold new ways to capture, create, stream, snap, and share everything you love with the all-new Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G.
But, I mean, it's like, my question is, how does this get you to want to buy this phone? I mean, I understand I'm not a young person.
Listen, Sam.
Pitch me on it, Johnny. I'm Mr. Samsung.
You're kind of the old. My father started this business. You're the old executive now. You're aging.
Right?
And you don't quite get it.
My father started it. I'm now in charge.
But you're aging, and you don't quite get
what
the kids are into.
My daughters think I'm a fucking dinosaur. Okay, man. Very excited. We hired your firm, Woodard and Ambrose.
Okay,
and
well, Mr. Samsung, you're gonna probably have a Japanese accent. So if you want,
we hire your firm. We hire your firm. Buku dollars. Pitch us idea, yeah, honorable one.
Okay. You know now. Have you ever heard of Todrick Hall?
Todrick Hall, is that in Philadelphia where they signed Declaration of Independence?
not quite. No. Todrick Hall is a non-gendered gentleman. He's an entertainer, a performer.
Non-gender, what that?
Oh, dear. Do you know who...
Hold on. This is where I talk to my people. Your terms are not agreeable.
Do you know who RuPaul is?
RuPaul Drag Race?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Favorite season, 16.
Well, the Todrick Hall is kind of like RuPaul.
Like RuPaul?
Yeah, we basically, just imagine in your head, we got RuPaul. We've got RuPaul. We've got RuPaul dancing with the phone.
And this cell phone!
Opening and closing the phone like this next to its face. We, you know, it's non-gendered, if you understand.
Why does this cell phone? How does this cell phone?
Hold on, I have to talk to my guy now.
Why the fuck? What does this have to do? I know we're getting paid by the CIA to recommend these ads, but why the?
Are you okay?
But what can I tell this guy?
Okay.
To get him to run the ad.
How much money we already give you?
Hey, $2 million.
No, China gonna kick your ass, bro. China gonna kick your ass. I don't get this.
Here's the deal, dude. You're gonna get the Federal Trade Commission up your Japanese asshole if you don't agree to put this on the air. And maybe even the CIA will be doing a little plugging around in your
shit.
Fucking Japanese books, you fuck.
You fucking fuck. Lock the doors. Lock the door. You got a problem with Taylor Hall?
Todrick Hall. All right, that was enough of that.
That was great acting. That was what do we call that theater?
I think it used to be Bigfoot Theater.
Oh, that was another episode of Bigfoot Theater.
I like how you just affect like a your English accent is like the English accent of a guy who's been in America for about 20 years. You know, maybe grew up in England.
Hey, that's how he picks up dumb chicks. My show, I go, he has a giant British accent.
Yeah, that's it. All right, I got a story to tell you about today. Some crazy shit happened, right? I've been out of town, and I hadn't been to my apartment in a couple of days before that. And I got home today to my apartment, and I was cleaning up some things and taking some things over to my girlfriend's house because I'm eventually going to move out of there. And I went into the bathroom, noticed that there was no...
Oh, you're leaving your old place? Yeah. Going to move in with your girl?
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah.
It's getting official.
I mean, I've been staying there forever. It's just...
She's like, why don't you guys just say, why don't you pay two rents?
So the water in the toilet was empty. I thought, oh, that's weird. So I flushed the toilet, closed the door because I keep the window open in there. And then I heard this splish, splash, splish, just water flowing and like splish, 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 splish. And I'm like, oh, God, my shit's flooded or something because I've had problems with the plumbing. I open the door, and on the seat of the toilet is a black rat the size of your dog, Sam. I swear to God, the rat was this big.
Oh, my God.
He came out of the toilet, was soaking wet, drowning when I flushed it, and was just sitting on the... And he looked at me like this. Didn't give a fuck, dude.
I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on.
And I slammed that door and got the fuck out of there.
I know exactly what's happening.
Please.
Because you haven't been there, the rats have turned your bathroom into a gay bathhouse. And that dude was staring at you, wanted to know if you wanted to dick.
I promise you, you've never seen a rat this big. And I've been walking around LA a lot. I walk around at night.
That's been happening
I've never
a lot,
seen one.
Dude. I think rats are coming out.
Coming out of the toilet?
No, not. I mean, dude. You got a sewer rat, bro.
Yeah, dude. And I read online, like, apparently that happens. That's the thing that happens.
Just imagine if you were dumping in there, it would eat your butt.
Oh, that's the first thing I thought about.
Just working corn, bro.
I immediately sent my landlord an email, like, hey, there's a 2-foot rat in the bathroom. Do what you will.
You know what? You know where rats fucked up? They came inside. Because they're basically squirrels of indoors, right?
People have squirrels. A guy on Twitter, I tweeted that out, and a guy on Twitter said he had a squirrel come up through his toilet.
A squirrel came up through
the
toilet?
He says it did, yeah.
And the squirrel's looking for what? Nuts, okay?
Yeah, good point. Dude, isn't that terrifying? I mean, that's like some horror shit. That's some horror movie shit right
there. And what'd you do? Did you just grab the... you should grab the rat, made him your pet.
It was big enough to be a pet. It really was, dude.
Put a collar on that thing. Make it exotic.
Oh, my God. It gives me the willies even thinking about it, man.
You don't want to go back now.
No, no. Hell no. No, I'm hiring movers. They're packing my shit up. I ain't going back in that bathroom ever again.
So, Johnny, you're done with that place.
Done. Oh, done.
Johnny,
done,
isn't
done,
that
done,
crazy
done,
that
done,
a rat was allowed to use your toilet when you didn't let me use it?
If you don't know the story.
I had to take a shit, dude.
Sam one time came around to my apartment unannounced. I think I was asleep or something, and I just heard this sound. On my front gate, and Sam going, Johnny, let me in, bro. I gotta take a shit. Humiliating. My hot neighbors were all, I'm sure they were thinking, like, what the fuck is going on? Because when I first moved in, there was a drug dealer there, and people would come at all times of night being like, Steve, hey, Steve, let me in, man. Let me in.
What do you think he sold?
Oh, it was crystal meth, probably.
I had a neighbor that was a crack dealer, and he was an old crack dealer. Because where I live, and I'm not going to say where it is, but it's like the best place to sell drugs because the cops can't see it. And you know the cops are coming in because there's a gate.
Oh, I see. It's a gate.
So this dude's been running game there for like decades. Running game. and I won't leave.
You want him to leave?
Yeah, he's a crack dealer.
How do you know he's a crack dealer?
Because I've had people that have dealt with him.
Oh, really? And he must be making a lot of money to stay because it's a good neighborhood.
I mean, there's a lot of drug addicts around there.
Yeah, and is he part of like an organization or is he just out for his own?
I think he's doing his own shit.
Interesting. In the movies, you can never do your own shit because the big guy comes around and it's like, get out of my fucking turf, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, but he's got to buy the coke from somebody, right?
Oh, okay. All right, so they probably have it. Interesting.
Right?
But yeah, dude, that was some drama for me today.
Dude, he's a senior citizen drug dealer. Like, part of me respects that. Okay. Like, to be in the game that long.
Yeah, to survive.
Sell drugs, be in the drug game to your easily in your 60s, if not 70s.
Impressive. Yeah.
It is impressive.
That's almost as impressive as doing drugs.
Dude, you know what some people say? He's the Cal Ripken of drug dealers.
Which is more impressive, to be a drug user in your 60s or 70s or a drug dealer in your 60s?
I think to be a drug dealer.
Okay.
To not get caught or capped or stabbed.
Depends on the drug.
Or robbed. I mean, yeah. Well,
if you're doing heroin into your 70s.
Do we consider weed?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you do heroin to your 70s. I think it's just a matter of time before somebody snags you.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, it's too many. Well, especially, I mean, even coke now with this fentanyl shit. Have we talked about that? I mean,
do you not have one of those tests? Like, if you do blow. Yeah. Buy a test.
It's real easy, right? You just get colors it or something? How does that work?
Yeah, you pull a little on. I'm so blessed.
You don't need to fucking prep.
No, but dude, I haven't done coke in forever.
Yeah, but just tell me, how does that work? Like, what, you just put a little drop on it or something?
I've never done a fentanyl test because I got done doing coke long before fentanyl became a thing.
Yeah, but you know how they work, right? Well, I mean,
I'm sure somebody told you. I don't know how it fucking works.
Anyway, but what you're hearing about people.
That's like me going, hey, dude, did you play Pac-Man back in the 80s? Yeah. Tell me how computers work. I don't know how they fucking work.
let's see. Oh, yeah. It's just a little strip, I guess. And you mix it up in some water and then drop it on there. And it looks like any kind of test. You know, it's a little strip test, little strip test. Anyway, so yeah, you could do that and save yourself.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know why you don't just do that all the time.
Yeah, and what's happening?
How expensive are they? Can you look it up?
It says you can. This one is free shipping, and it's a pack of 10 for $19. That's not a great.
I would buy a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, this is almost like, though, Jason said this, and it's like terrorism almost. So these people that are cutting it with fentanyl, because why would you want to do that? You know, you're not trying to kill your own customers.
China, dude.
You think it's China?
It's China.
Explain that.
China is this is payback for the British India Opium Wars.
Oh, so it's just revenge. They're not trying to make money at all.
Well, they're making money. I mean. So many people make money off of drug sales in the United States, including our own government. But this is payback for getting everybody over there hooked on opium forever. And that's why you can't get drugs in China.
Interesting.
Because they banned all that shit. But I also think, like, you know, like, as a guy who struggled with drugs, I don't think drugs should be illegal.
No, same, yeah.
And by making drugs illegal, you allow fentanyl into the market. Like, if you had a standardized business model, I could imagine instead of weed stores, there are coke stores. Like, straight up coke stores. And you can go get an 8-ball, and you know it's clean.
Yeah. You'd save a lot of lives.
I mean, isn't that what Washington's doing?
And people who want to do drugs wouldn't have to deal with the black market, you know, and getting all that dangerous shit. You wouldn't be sending teenagers to the wrong side of the tracks to possibly get robbed and mugged and raped and suck dicks and everything. Yeah, it's a nightmare. You want to do the news?
Yeah, let's do the news. News.
Okay. I got some. We have a lot of stories, and this one is hilarious. You ready? This headline is. It's all about this headline.
Yeah.
Turkish man presumed missing attends search efforts for himself.
Oh, that's the best.
Do you feel lost from time to time? This Turkish man agrees with you. Behan Mutlu, a Turkish citizen living in northwestern Bursa, was reported missing early Tuesday after his loved ones lost touch with him for several hours. The man, after meeting his friends, went into a forest while he was drunk, where he joined a group in the area who were helping Turkish authorities search for him.
So did they not have a picture of him?
I probably did, you know, but they were just looking for somebody dead, probably. And then this guy is just walking around with them, and they're thinking, oh, it can't be him.
Yelling, it's like, I'm like going around, Sam! Sam Tripoli!
Boy, it's really weird. This guy's got the exact same name as me.
Sam Tripoli, where are you? we love you. Don't do anything scary.
Later on, upon inquiring, Mutlu learned that it was indeed himself they were carrying out the search and rescue efforts for. Authorities later gave the missing man a drive home after taking a statement.
Johnny, what about this Gabby chick that's gone and now Dog the Bounty Hunter's trying to find him?
Gabby Petito, yeah.
Oh, dude, how crazy.
Wait, Dog the Bounty Hunter's on Laundry,
up,
Brian
he's
Laundry's
looking,
case? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and weird. He's full leather, bro.
That guy's hilarious, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, he lost his wife.
Yeah, that is sad.
That is sad.
Dog the Bounty Hunter says he's closing in on Brian Laundry.
I love it, dude. I love it. Now he's got press.
This is an update from TMZ. It says, sources close to the situation tell TMZ that Dog's still on the hunt for Brian on a remote island with his team. However, we're told the terrain there is rugged and is slowing the speed of their search a bit, but the plan is to continue into the night and spread out to other nearby islands as need be. So this guy must be in some island somewhere. Wow.
Well, you know, they think his mom and dad know more than they're telling.
Look at this fucking guy.
Dude, how great is that?
I love him.
Do you think Dog the Bounty Hunter's kept like hairspray in the street?
Oh, for sure. You know who he looks like, right? Diamond Dallas Page. Remember Diamond
totally
Dallas Page?
Does.
He looks just like
and
Diamond
I love
Dallas
that
Page.
He has this badge. Was he a badge? Where is he a sheriff?
Yeah, I don't think he is any kind of commissioned law enforcement.
He's so great, dude.
He is great.
He's so great.
Uniquely
bro.
American.
And I'm like, I used to have a joke about him. It's like, how did you not see this guy coming?
Yeah, really.
Dude, the guy looks like Big Bird in Hawaii, and he's like showing up, and you're like, where the? Oh, I didn't see you. And they do it in that Hawaiian pigeon. Ah, da, no, see ya, da. Right? I mean, like, dude, have you seen all the weird stuff about her with.
Her? Who her? Petito?
Yeah. Have you. Will you look up I Pet Goat and her name, and you can find that picture? And so you kind of go to me, because somebody put that out on Instagram.
Well, the guy said that, yeah, it spells
you
Petito.
Can't, no, he says you can't
Well, one,
spell.
He spelled her name wrong. One.
One.
So that tells you how seriously you might take it. But two, he was like, you can spell this with that. But yeah, and then I pointed out you can spell rapist with Sam Tripoli. So
whoa, Johnny, don't put that out there, bro. But have you seen like how that looks like the picture? It is weird though.
Oh, that the picture part is way weirder.
That creepy, right?
Yeah, hold on, I'm trying to.
And now, Johnny, have you seen that she's in a video about the Sandy Hook?
I did see that. Now
which
that's
is
weird.
Like crazy stuff.
Yeah, Gabriel Petito was in this video that came out after Sandy Hook, like you know, just talking about shootings or whatever.
Yeah,
she was really young.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Dude.
I can't find the iPad code thing. It's a weird connection. Okay, this is just one of these. It's becoming impossible to live in cities, and this is another example of that. You ready for this? This is from the Insider. New York police seize illegal vans that were advertised on Airbnb as a cheap glamping experience for $100 a night. So people were just dumping vans around New York and saying, hey, you want to rent a little camping, glamping experience on Airbnb?
Hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
The vans were advertised to tourists as a, quote, glamping. You know, it's like glamorous camping is what that is.
Yeah.
Experience for around $100 a night. One customer told the New York Post that the van he stayed in was smelly and awful. Seven illegally documented vans, which had been advertised as cheap rentals for at least 2 years, have been seized by police. The New York Sheriff's Department
Why
posted
are they
on Twitter,
seized? If they're owned.
Well, it says they were illegally documented, so they probably said that they probably have to register them in a certain way to rent them out like that, and they were probably just in
that
some...
That just seems like bureaucratic bullshit.
Well, look at the vans, though. They're not even... Dude. I mean, they aren't even nice. Look at these vans. See these things? Like, that's what we're talking about. This
Dude,
is like
that
a,
is insane.
This is like a 97 Ford Econoline van here we're looking at. It's not anything special.
Oh, it's getting towed right now?
Yeah, I mean, look at it, though. It's I'm sure they were illegally parking them.
Yeah, but you're trying to find somewhere to stay in New York for $100. Yeah. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, well, the problem is, though, you get, like, tourists and shit that don't know that it's
right.
It costs you $500 a night minimum to stay anywhere in the city.
Well, I mean, like, dude, the real person to blame is the person who doesn't clean the van.
Yeah.
Clean the van, nobody's complaining, right?
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yeah, he probably there's probably a pissed off person who
Johnny, can you look up cheapest places on Airbnb? I was in Chicago. One dude was like, place you can stay for $10. And I'm like, there's no reason to ever be homeless if you can Airbnb for $10.
$10.
And it was like $10 or $15.
Well, dude, I know when I first moved out here, because my apartment kind of fell through, the first one I was supposed to stay in, I had to rent. I was looking for a place briefly. I ended up staying in Vegas because you could stay in Harrah's. They had a deal for like $30 a night in Harrah's. And I'm like, sure. Yeah, I stayed there for 2 weeks because it was way cheaper than staying in LA. But they were selling for, it was like $150 a night, a tent in LA. A tent, dude. And they had a whole field just full of tents. And I was looking, and they were charging more than $100 a night for that. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
That's one of those only in a big city kind of deals.
Well, how about when I got that one room for $25?
Where?
And I got the suite at the Flamingo.
Oh, that's a good deal. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they do that so you talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, hotels tonight. I got this deal of $25.
Flamingo's not bad either. Yeah.
It's not bad. The problem with the LA, Vegas is that you end up having to pay a tourist fee.
And oh, the resort fee.
Yeah, which it could be like
bullshit.
$40.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
But it's each night.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
But that's what's going to kill Vegas. Like,
it already is, yeah.
It's going to be too. It's going to be ridiculous. And nobody's going to want to go there. It's like you're going to get back to where like mom and pops, meaning rich families, are going to start owning these casinos again.
Because
these
that.
Corporations are just going to nickel and dime everything.
I hope you're right about that.
Banks and investment firms have to get out of entertainment. Like, I understand movies and television, maybe.
I wish they could get out of airliners. Oh, my God. They're the worst with that shit. I joined Clear, by the way, on your recommendation.
Yeah.
And I got to get my mom to send me my birth certificate so I can do the pre-check thing. But
you should
Clear
do
was great.
Pre-check, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I am. As soon
it's
as I can.
So easy, dude. Yeah. You'll be like, I hate even talking about it because I don't want everyone to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's the great. Best thing ever.
Yeah, it's so worth it to skip that line. This is just another example of how the people who are running this whole diversity thing are just hypocrites. Check this out. This is from a big company called PwC. It's an Australian company. PwC diversity executives, this is from Yahoo News, mocked Chinese accents and dressed as a bat from Wuhan during a company trivia event. Two human resource executives, these are people that go around and give these diversity bullshit speeches and stuff like that, when they thought, you know, they could take their guard down, you know, it's just company people all together. It's Australia's largest consulting firm, by the way, are accused of racist behavior at the firm's trivia event last Thursday, in which one of them was said to have dressed as a bat from Wuhan, and while the other mocked Chinese accents. The company is now undergoing an internal investigation. Of course they are. The racist behavior occurred in a skit performed during the virtual trivia event for the National Infrastructure Division hosted by PwC's human resources team. The team's responsibilities entail improving diversity at the firm and being part of the complaints process for staff.
Johnny.
That was their job.
Johnny, first of all, I just want you to know that the Chinese don't give a fuck about racism.
Like, no, they're racist.
They're racist.
In large part. Yeah.
But they don't care if you make fun of them. I mean, like, so when the Spanish basketball team went to the Beijing Olympics and they did that thing with their eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone else got upset. The Chinese didn't give a shit.
No,
because they're all one. They're literally one ethnic
group.
It's
so funny. My eyes do look like that. Well, oh, very funny.
Well, you know, it's like, so there used to be like 300 and something different groups of Chinese ethnic groups. They weren't. I know they're all Chinese, but they were all different ethnic.
Yeah, I get it.
That now it's down to 50, because one group just kind of wiped out everybody else, and now the most of the country is this one type of Chinese. So it's like you have nobody talking shit to nobody, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and there's nobody checking it. So
it's
like,
funny though. I know a few Chinese people and just regular people that are Chinese, and they don't care about the racism thing at all, but they're very afraid of talking about that shit that the government doesn't want them to talk about.
Of
especially
course.
With outsiders, like they really get afraid, like talking about like Nepal. Like, or and Taiwan,
yeah,
you know, even calling it, you know.
Well, dude, when I Taiwan. Did stand up there, they were like, "Dude, you just don't get political."
Yeah, they're
and
really
they hate talk about the Japanese. You can't bring up how Japanese whoop their ass.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing with the Chinese. Like,
it's almost like denial, though. Like the Nepal thing and Taiwan. They
well,
believe
I mean,
what
in
the,
Japan they don't teach Hiroshima.
A lot of them believe what the government tells them, which I find.
Oh yeah, weird. I mean because. They've basically taken out all the
education, yeah, the control.
Well, they've taken out creativity.
Yeah, that's also why they can get buildings built in like 3 weeks. So.
Well, dude, they in like Shanghai they built like 20 like subway systems in like 10 years.
Amazing,
because they didn't have to ask for anybody's permission.
That's what happens when you get rid of the red tape. This is great. This is from CNN World. Public urination at the Glastonbury Festival leaves traces of cocaine and MDMA in the river. So much so that it's posing a threat to rare eels.
So how much piss has to happen for that? I mean, how many people are peeing?
Public urination at Glastonbury Festival led to illegal drugs entering a river running through the famous Somerset site in southwestern
and
England.
And these are guys, right? Are women putting their peaches over the...
I think maybe. Potentially harming wildlife, according to a new study. Researchers at Bangor University in Wales discovered high levels of cocaine... and MDMA and the White Lake River makes sense, adds up, you know, music festival, which runs through Worthy Farm, where the highly popular music festival is usually held with more than 200,000 attendees. The study found MDMA concentrations quadrupled the week after the 2019 festival, while cocaine concentrations reached levels previously shown to affect the life cycle of European eels, which are present in the river and are critically endangered. That's unbelievable. This guy, this professor.
So there's a bunch of them fucking rolling coked out eels all over that place.
Yeah.
Just fucking tweaking their balls
jumping
off.
Jumping out of the water and
just
shit.
Just like with glow sticks and shit. Dun, 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 dun.
Feel them start a band, you know.
Yeah, fucking solving all the world's problems.
Fish cover band. All right, a couple more here. This is great. This is just the kind of thing I love. This is from CBS News. A museum says they gave an artist an $84,000 in cash. That was their mistake. To use in artwork. He delivered them blank canvases titled Take the Money and Run. You listen to this? A museum gave this guy 84 grand.
Who is this
in
guy?
Cash, an artist. And he delivered them blank canvases titled Take the Money and Run.
That's awesome. Good for him.
I love it, dude. A Danish artist was given $84,000 by a museum to use in a work of art. When he delivered the piece he was supposed to make, it was not as promised. Instead, the artist, Jens Honning, gave the Kunsten Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg, Denmark, you'll have to help us with that, Casper, two blank canvases and said they were titled Take the Money and Run.
Yeah, I bet she was at that festival partying with those eels.
Yeah, probably. Honning was asked to recreate two of his previous works, 2010's An Average Danish Annual Income and An Average Austrian Annual Income, whatever that is, first exhibited in 2007. Both used actual cash, I see, to show the average incomes of the two countries, according to... So he must have like stuck cash and showed how much the average person makes. In addition to compensation for the work, Honning was also to give the banknotes... He was supposed to use the banknotes in his work, but here's what they got instead. Check this out.
Oh, yeah, I got to see this.
So here's what he delivered them.
That's great. That's fucking great.
God bless that guy.
God, that's great. I mean, dude, good for you, dude. Good for you. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. 84 grand is a lot of money, but it's not that much money, Right? I mean, like, that's not life-changing.
Well,
life.
I think it's worth the press that they're going to get for this and people who are going to come see these things.
Surely. You think they're putting them up?
They fucking should. If they have any common sense, they will. The exhibition is called Work
It
Out.
But this is art, though. I mean, that's art. Art has gotten so ridiculously stupid that just like you're like, oh, is this awesome? You're like, no, it's not. It's pure garbage. It's like money laundering. It's all money laundering.
Oh, big time. A lot of it
is money. I mean, that's just basically money laundering right there.
It's that, and it's like baseball cards for billionaires. Yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay,
dude.
Now this is something we were going
to Johnny, I got a question for you. Can you add something to the end of that Samsung if we recorded it?
Yeah.
Can you slice it in?
Or we could just do it now and just let it be part of the show. Like,
no, I would like it to be part of the show. But
no, I mean, we can just do it now. What do you want
to
add?
Well, I just wanted to talk about Sesame Street.
Okay.
And like how they're adding new characters.
I think we already talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah. Well, go ahead and tell me, but I think we did. It might have been on Tinfoil, though. I think we talked
did
about
that. Did we? They're adding a guy with AIDS and a homeless dude?
Because I remember that I said...
But did we talk about it or did we talk about amongst us?
I don't know. I mean, go ahead, though. Because my joke was, what the fuck is Oscar the Grouch if not a homeless guy?
But why are you doing a character with AIDS on a kid show? I just... What is the logic?
How did they even address it? How did they bring up that he has AIDS?
Why? Yeah. Like, what is, like, what are those dudes who've been on there forever?
What do you mean? Oh, Bert and Ernie?
There's some people. No, not the Muppets themselves, but the actual actors. Like, some of them have been on there for freaking ever. And by the way, any guy on Sesame Street, I want your browser history.
Yeah, a little creepy.
They're totally creepy.
A little creepy. How do you get into that?
But why are we why what is the purpose of a character with AIDS on these kids shows? That's such an adult thing.
Well, dude, that's all they're doing now is trying to expose kids earlier and earlier to adult
topics.
Yeah,
that's how you get into them.
It kills their childhood. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. It's cultural Marxism like we always talk about.
It's so obvious.
I mean, like a homeless guy? It's like, first of all...
Is it the same person or two different characters? Homeless.
Two different characters.
So why couldn't that just be the same person? Yeah. Homeless guy. With AIDS.
I mean, dude, they should make a character that has everything awful going on in the world.
Do you watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
They have this one guy, this priest that's like that. But anyway. Yeah.
Dude, they should just have a character that's got AIDS, homeless, was sex trafficked, fucking jumped out of a plane in Afghanistan, fucking just everything like bad. God, made jokes about Kobe dying in Ohio. Helicopter crash.
The next story I have for me is from Rolling Stone. And remember we were talking about Jon Stewart earlier? I don't know if that was on the air. This is the number one trending story in Rolling Stone. It's their review of his new show. It says, and this is exactly what you said, "The problem with Jon Stewart," that's the name of the show, "is stuck in the past." That's their headline. Isn't that great?
So it sounds like it's going to be great.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great. Yeah,
Well, he's really funny because like he's so obviously he's aged since he left. And he's like, this is what I look like now.
Yeah.
But I love that about him. He could have dyed his hair and looked stupid.
Yeah, he didn't. No. Well, how many people did you notice, by the way, during the pandemic that you thought had like black or brown hair? And then suddenly, that's brave of them. They're going gray. It's because nobody could go to their stylist during the pandemic.
Yeah, that's totally true,
that's what
too.
What's going on?
But it's very interesting because I have this theory that Jon Stewart got out for a couple reasons. One of them, I think he realized that the D's and R's, which is all bullshit. I also think that that brand got so big, they wanted to kill it off because people were going to The Daily Show for their news.
Well, God, if they didn't kill it off.
I mean, they gave out to a guy that purposely wasn't good.
They couldn't have picked a worse person to do that, really. I mean, I can't think.
Can you show that? Can we just see without the actual singing the Stephen Colbert thing? We don't have to hear it, but I just want to be like, I'll do the voiceover. It's just so dumb. And it's just like, that guy's fallen so far. Do you remember when they were going to cancel him? He was about to get canceled because the fat British guy was killing him.
Oh, James Corden?
Yeah.
Who blocked traffic the other day in LA to sing and dance? Yeah.
Oh, what does it say? Right? What does it say up there real quick?
It says, is this comedy?
Yeah, is it? I mean, it's so bad. And here we go. Back to, like, look at the dancers behind him. What is he doing?
What is he? What is? You're gonna have to give me an idea. What's
like dot 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 dot.
Vaccine. Is that what
he's doing? Dot 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 dot. Da 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 da. Vaccine, and that's what they're doing, and they think it's funny, and it's just like
he's supposed to be like a really nice guy too, and I hate it because he sucks. I mean, he's not. He killed that show.
I mean, I
Letterman
think
was rock and roll, dude, and this guy is fucking Sonny and Cher. I mean, just middle of the road.
And I have no problems with Sonny and Cher. He's not even Sonny and Cher. He's the Monkees, dude.
Yeah, the Monkees.
He's the Monkees, and he's just like, I'm gonna grab this random lady. Who just
look at the crowd, though. Look at the crowd. It's exactly what you'd expect for Stephen Colbert. It's all like 50-year-old women.
Look at that
yeah.
guy. Looks like fucking Frankenstein got out for the weekend right
there.
I hope
this is how he gets COVID right here. Is going out and singing the vaccine song.
Well,
with
it's
all the
so
people in
stupid. It's
but,
so
dude,
Letterman stupid.
Kicks so much ass. And for it to go from Letterman to this guy.
I mean,
guy,
he's friends with Podesta, dude.
It's this turd. I mean, a total. And he's supposed to be a sweet guy. I've heard it. But he is comedically a turd. This is something we talked about earlier, and I told you it was going to come up. This is from Rolling Stone. CIA reportedly considered kidnapping and assassinating Julian Assange.
Why is this a story?
Mike Pompeo was apparently motivated to get even with WikiLeaks following its publication of sensitive CIA hacking tools. The CIA reportedly plotted kidnapping and killing Julian Assange, and some senior officials in the agency and the Trump administration allegedly went so far as to consider options for how to assassinate the WikiLeaks founder, Yahoo News reported Sunday. According to the report...
This is on what, Rolling Stone?
Yeah, but it sounds like it was originally reported by Yahoo News.
Oh, so, I mean, Yahoo should do a story about how water is wet.
Yeah, really. Yeah, waterboarding is wet.
Water is wet, everybody.
Waterboarding is wet.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, yeah, that's what the CIA does. I mean, are we surprised by that? Aren't you more surprised he didn't get off than that someone was thinking about offing him?
Here's the quote. Yeah, really. Pompeo and others were completely detached from reality. Because they were so embarrassed about Vault 7. That's that big data dump.
Yeah.
They were seeing blood. Their plans allegedly included extensive spying on WikiLeaks and WikiLeaks associates, sowing discord among the group's members and stealing their electronic devices. Listen to that, dude. They were trying to sow discord among the group's members. Does that sound familiar at all?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do.
That's exactly. Isn't that great? I love it when their shit gets called out, man. It's the best. In Rolling Stone, Alan Sepinwall, who's kind of a dick of a critic, if you ask me, 2.5 stars for Jon Stewart's new show.
2.5 stars. I mean, it's just unbelievable, dude. He's from a time when things were fun. Like, what is modern comedy that you think is this higher level of something that's so good? What is that? Where is that? What is the... I mean... I know you like. Do you like John Oliver? I think he's like he was great. And
I stopped watching it.
I think he's garbage.
It was good.
Your
and
boy
I
Bill Maher's coming around on some shit.
Yeah, dude, Maher I've always liked because I felt that he's what you call an old fashioned liberal. He's always been true, and he's wrong on some stuff. I know there are people in my family that I love dearly that are wrong on a lot of shit. I don't disown them. I don't, you know, and if they're funny, I'll admit they're funny. And I've always thought Mara was funny.
All right.
But anyway, he's right about this vaccine shit. He's right about the fear mongering on the news and about how the Democrats are all pussies now with this identity politics shit. This story is, I think now we should have a segment called Only in California. And this is an Only in California story. All you ready for this?
Yes.
Self-proclaimed shaman. This is a woman accused of starting California fire. Said she was trying to boil bear urine. That's how she started a wildfire. A California woman professing to be a shaman who was arrested and charged with igniting the wildfire that has thousands of homes under threat, claimed that the fire was started inadvertently while she was attempting to boil bear urine. Alexander Suvarineva, 30, could be sentenced to up to 9 years if convicted of starting the Fawn Fire. I love how they name these fires. The blaze has destroyed roughly 41 homes and 90... So think about that, dude. There are probably going to be 50 homes destroyed because this bitch was out there boiling bear urine.
Oh, my God, dude.
I got to see what she was... Okay, here we go. When she became thirsty, she approached a puddle of what she claimed to be bear urine. She told forest officials that she attempted to make a fire to purify it.
I mean, dude, how much meth are you on? How do you know it's bear urine? Have you done this before?
You just get a little like a. Oh, is that cat piss? Oh no, it's bear urine.
Ugh.
Fucking gross.
Ugh.
Do you know that in
Alaska they've discovered that the black bear is mating with the polar bear?
Really?
Totally makes sense that the black bear would be shagging the famous white bear.
Nice one. You got me. You got me.
It's true, though.
Oh, it is, really?
Oh, it's 100% true.
Oh, I thought you
were making hybrid bears.
That's great.
If you don't think that's true, go to food court. At the mall. Any mall.
Yeah. You're so right. This is from KIRO7. This one should be called Only in Georgia. A woman carjacked by a man using a bow and arrow, police say.
Oh, that's so good.
Can you imagine?
How do you even get it in?
I don't know, dude.
Or is it like a tiny bow and arrow?
I mean, you just roll up your fucking window and duck, right? And just get the fuck out of there. I can hear it already. The hunters out there like, dude, you don't know about a high-speed compound bow. It blasts right through a window, you fucking idiot. I know. I was telling a joke.
Yeah, but don't you see somebody walking up with that?
Oh, yeah. That's the move. Yeah. I mean, just to see them like 100 yards away. You duck and drive. Police say a man armed with a bow and arrow approached a woman and fired the arrow into her windshield, demanding her to get out of the car. She complied. After she got out, the man jumped in and drove off with her vehicle. The man was found shortly after when he crashed the vehicle into a bridge. Let's see. There's a little video here. Let's see if there's anything interesting. Not really. It's just showing a bunch of police officers. Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny showing that. Dude, okay. So you've been in a haunted house?
Yes, of course.
Do you ever wonder or get the sense that, like, hey, these guys are getting a little too real, a little too close to me? Like, they punch their hands out, and you're like, or have you ever, like, I reflex punch sometimes.
Reflex.
Do you ever do this? You know, like a reflex, like, oh,
yeah,
fuck, like slap your hands out.
Yeah.
Well, something bad happened in the haunted house. A man, this is from the Washington Examiner, man accidentally stabs 11-year-old while trying to scare him in a haunted house.
Oh, my God.
First of all, what the fuck are you doing with a real knife, dumbass?
Yeah, and why are you... Go to McDojo, too, by the way. Will you go down on
McDojo
Instagram?
McDojo Life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Look at this. Look at this. This is him demonstrating. Now, here's what's going to be crazy, right? Right? Look at this.
Describe what we're seeing.
It's a real gun!
What the fuck?
Like, that's a demonstration. Right? Bam, bam.
Wait, so can you tell me, is this guy a real badass with Krav Maga?
It looks like it. Boom. So what you do is everything's about angles, dude.
Well,
right?
Here's the first move, though. Anybody who knows anything about guns knows never to get that close to somebody. If you have a gun... Don't get that close. Never get close enough for them to grab it off of you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
well,
number one
I mean,
move.
Here's let's be. Listen, the truth is that a lot of people on the streets
don't know shit about it.
Don't know shit about guns, and they're learning guns from New Jack City and shit.
Yeah, holding it sideways where it'll misfire and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's idiot. This story, you'll love this, dude. This is so funny. Okay, the vice president of Suriname, his name is Ronnie Brunswick. Right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
He made his professional soccer debut at age 60, and he's wanted by Interpol, so he couldn't go play his team's road games. Just check this guy out. Okay. So he's the vice president of this country.
Yeah.
In the Caribbean, I think. And he decided he owns a soccer team, and he decided he's 60. He wanted to play for the soccer team. And so he makes his professional debut at 60. He's got 50 children.
Good for him.
And he's wanted for drug trafficking and all kinds of other shit, stealing and shit, because he used to be a gorilla, a military gorilla.
So how come they don't come and get him?
Well, because, I mean, he's the vice president of the fucking country. What are they going to do? Start a war?
Do they show him playing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here he is. Look, his fat ass.
Dude, I love that. Like, dude, when you're a grown-ass man in, like, a third world, there is... nothing you can't do.
In one of football's most surreal moments, Suriname's vice president...
That'd be like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Just deciding to play.
Play for the Hornets. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to play.
There was a rumor that back when the Bobcats were really bad one year, and he had showed up at practice and was just schooling like Gerald Wallace and these other cats, that he might come back and get like 10 minutes a game. And I think he considered it, but he didn't. Because remember at his Hall of Fame, when he gave his Hall of Fame speech, when he was inducted, he's like, y'all might see me out here at 50. You think I'm joking, but I will be out here at 50. It could really happen.
He would love that,
dude. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so in one of football's most surreal moments, Suriname's Vice President Ronnie Brunswick, a wanted man by Interpol, made his professional debut at 60 years old in the CONCACAF League. The former gorilla lined up for Inter Moengakatope, I butchered that, the team he owns, against Olympia from Honduras. The Hondurans won 6-0 in the 16 first leg match. In the last 16 first leg match, Brunswick, who is older than the CONCACAF organization itself, played 53 minutes, and his son also started.
And did his team lose?
Oh, they lost 6-0.
Yeah, of course.
Here's his wanted page right here. He's wanted for drug trafficking and some other shit. He robbed banks in his youth, and his father had some 50 children. And look at this. So he went into the locker room after and was just giving money out to the Honduran team. Look at this guy.
The other team?
Yeah, the other team. He was just handing them out like racks. Let's see if I can get this play. He was playing earlier.
Dude, I love this, dude. I would love to be a third world dictator. I mean, I would love it.
Look at him, dude. Just handing money out.
Dude, what's his name?
Ronnie Brunswick.
Dude.
Look at him. Like, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Where do you think he's getting that money from, though? You know he's broke in that country.
That's so funny. Like, what if he sees him just going through other people's wallets and handing out their money? All right, stop it.
I feel bad. These poor Hondurans, though, are like...
Hey, man. I mean, but they got good. But, hey, dude, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If I could be...
Ronnie Brunswick?
If I could be like Ronnie Bud...
Oh, and you're doing the... Yeah. Be like Mike?
Yeah, but be like Ronnie Brunswick. That's who I want to be. Ronnie Brunswick is my fucking spirit animal.
How does that song go?
If I could be...
He was me.
If I could be, that's what I want to be. Boom, 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 boom.
If I could be like
Ronnie Brunswick.
wanna be like Ronnie.
If I could be like Ronnie Brunswick.
This story is insane. This is from Inside Edition. A Chinese man dies after downing, and this seems like a small amount to die from. You tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Chinese man dies after downing a 1.5 liter bottle of Coca-Cola in an effort to cool down. That's not a lot, right?
No, dude. That guy died from something else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well,
it all depends on how he tried drinking. Did he drink it through his mouth, or was that shoved up his ass?
About 6 hours after ingesting a massive amount of soda, to me it's not that massive, a 22-year-old experienced symptoms that included a swollen stomach and severe pain and was rushed to a Beijing hospital.
It sounds like he got something shoved up his butt.
Okay, this is our last. We like to end on a goofy little. Did you see Eli Manning, by the way, gave the bird, flipped the bird on Monday Night Football?
Dude, first of all, how funny is it that ESPN just is doing nothing but cultural Marxism? And then they give two guys, the Eli Manning brothers, a fucking show, and it's the top rated thing on their channel.
Yeah, the two whitest, like, mainstream sort
like,
of...
Have you heard that First Take with Stephen A. Smith is bombing right now?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I mean, but Johnny, if you knew what their numbers were, you would be like, oh my God, what do you think First Take is getting?
Oh, I couldn't guess. I don't know. A million?
300,000.
300,000?
Yeah. And you're like, God. Why are they paying all that money to that?
I mean, there are a good number of podcasts
that make Tiger Belly. Good Friends. Your mom's house is bigger than that.
That's unbelievable. And yet they don't get, every time they say something, it doesn't end up in the news. Okay, so we'll just end with this. This is just a cute story. A squirrel stores thousands of nuts inside man's park truck, walnuts. This is from Fargo, North Dakota. This story is nuts, literally. Wow, you're so smart. Why did you come up with that?
Johnny,
a man in North Dakota has been saddled with a massive cleanup job caused by a tiny furry perpetrator. A red squirrel.
How long has your car been down that this thing can fucking set up shop? That turns your car into a storage unit.
Look at this picture, dude. Look at this picture. This is how many walnuts he pulled out of this truck. And that now the squirrel's all his work is ruined. He's going to starve probably in the winter because this asshole took all his nuts out.
Johnny, you know where this squirrel's going? To your toilet, probably. He's going to hang out in that toilet.
Oh, God. Yeah, this guy, Fisher, he says he cleaned out 42 gallons of black walnuts from his truck.
Yeah, but how long was this truck down?
Every crack and crevice of his Avalanche. Let me see. For 3 days. So there you go. No, I'm just kidding.
3 days?
No, I'm just kidding.
Who,
I don't
who
know.
Who knew squirrels did meth? Yeah. That's a meth
he
squirrel
says it
right
happened, he says it just happened over a few days that the truck was parked. A few days.
I mean, that is a squirrel that's on a run.
Squirrels are kind
of like
methods.
A 3 day run They're of speedy, just yeah. fucking smoking dope and trying to fix shit. That's tinkering.
That's like
shit.
A Charlie Sheen.
You ever
move.
Go by like homeless people that like working on something? Yeah, you're like, okay, you're tweaking your balls off. That's a tweaking
that's like,
squirrel
that's
right
like
there.
Charlie Sheen talking about his tiger blood. Yeah.
I can't believe Charlie Sheen like is allowed to walk the earth after what he did to that quarry, dude.
There's a lot of stuff that should have taken Charlie Sheen down.
A lot of stuff going on. If you want to see Johnny do stand-up live, you can go to the 500th episode of Tinfoil Hat.
Apparently, a lot of tickets are sold for that. Is that right? A
lot of tickets, and hopefully we'll sell.
Where are we staying, you know?
I'm figuring that out now.
Hotel? Airbnb?
Yeah, yeah.
All that?
No, okay. I'm going to get a place for us.
Where is there a place for fans, like an official partnership, a hotel partnership?
I'm thinking about staying at the Golden Gate.
Yeah, let's do that.
Have you been to that casino?
I have been inside. I've never stayed there. Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
It's nice. It's small. It's simple. Or we might
I like those old Vegas spots.
Or we might just get a big Airbnb for everybody.
I'd rather stay in a hotel, though.
Okay,
we can go
I get it.
Well, no, I'm just saying then we can go down like...
Is your old lady going to come?
No, fuck no.
Johnny, we just won't let... You won't let me meet her, huh?
No, I mean, she can...
This is going to blow up Broken Sim. This will be... this. She's like the anti-Yoko Ono.
No, she's chill. She went with me to see that movie tonight.
All right, dude. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to Broken Sim. Daddy's got to go. You know, no matter what my handler thinks, I'm leaving. We did way longer than we said we were going
to
do.
Do I need to show you the photo of your children?
No, dude, keep my kids over here. All right, guys, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. Please leave your reviews.
Yeah,
give us 5-star reviews, and we're gonna start clipping this up and putting it out. So I hope you share it and let your friends know. Broken Sim is for the people.
There's a lifetime in a bottle. But poured his lifetime instead. All your children know my face. All your children cry in disgrace. All your children carry. Dream.